Hey, 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 welcome to the First Time Homebuyer Workshop podcast with Julie Marion. We are giving you nuggets and nuggets of information to empower you, first-time homebuyer, because there is no possible way when you are buying your first house that you could possibly know every little detail about the five professions that are involved in your home buying journey. We have been talking about legal terms and how to hold property in these last few podcasts, and today is the last podcast of this section. Then in the next five podcasts, we are going to move on to appraising and the whole world you have yet to discover about that area of home buying. But today, episode 10, we want you to understand liens, because when you hold property, vendors or creditors can put liens on your property, and it is relatively easy to do. It is a pain because essentially you've gotten into a misunderstanding with someone or someone's company who thinks that you owe them money. The technical definition is an encumbrance on property for a payment of debt. But you know, that's not the whole story. You know me, it's more than that. A lien is a legal right or interest that a creditor has in another person's property, typically as security for repayment of the debt or fulfillment of some other obligation. When a lien has been placed on a property, it means that the property cannot be sold or transferred without satisfying the debt or obligation secured by the lien. Now, there are four types of liens associated with real estate. There's a mortgage lien, mechanics lien, tax lien, and a judgment lien. A mortgage lien. When you take out a mortgage to purchase a home, the lender places a lien on the property. It's called a mortgage note. And in this note, it allows the lender the right to foreclose on the property if you fail to repay the mortgage loan according to the agreed terms. And you sign this. There's no getting out of it. So that's what a mortgage lien is. A mechanics lien. If you hire someone to perform work on your property, such as construction or renovations, and you fail to pay them for their services, they may file a mechanics lien against your property to secure payment. Now, when we get into renovations and work done on the property, it's a good idea to get everything in writing. Don't get me started on this here, or we will be at a 3-hour podcast, not your 15 minutes of home buying nuggets. And you are busy. I know you are. You are squeezing me in here. Now, number three is your tax lien. If you fail to pay property taxes, the government may place a tax lien on your property, giving them the right to seize the property if taxes remain unpaid. So the government wants their money, and if you don't pay them, then you jeopardize your house to be sold at a tax sale. However, if you have a mortgage, most lenders do not want this to happen because they are going to lose a lot. And most likely, they will step in and take the property well before the tax assessor will take the property. However, if you do not have a mortgage, know this can happen to you. Then there is a judgment lien. If you lose a lawsuit and owe money to a winning party, they may place a judgment lien on your property to secure payment of the judgment. Now, this is very true. I have seen this multiple times when representing sellers. However, there is something called a homestead law, and many buyers execute this when buying their first house, which protects a certain dollar amount from creditors. The dollar amount varies depending upon which state you live in. So we will dive into this in another podcast, but just so you know for now, a judgment lien does exist and it can be placed on your property. Now let's talk a little bit more about a municipal lien. A municipal lien is a type of lien placed on a property by a local government or a municipality for the non-payment of certain obligations or fees. These obligations could include unpaid property taxes, utility bills, code violations, or other assessments levied by the local government. Here are some common types of municipal liens. Property tax lien, as I just said. If a property owner fails to pay their property taxes, the local government may place a property tax lien on the property. This lien gives the government the right to foreclose on the property if the taxes remain unpaid for an extended period. Number two is a utility lien. If a property owner fails to pay utility bills such as water, sewer, garbage collection fees, the municipality may pay a utility lien on the property. This lien serves as a way for the municipality to recover unpaid utility charges. Then there is something called a code enforcement lien. If a property owner violates local building or zoning codes and fails to correct the violations or pay the associated fines or penalty, the municipality may place a code enforcement lien on the property. This lien serves as a way to compel the property owner to comply with their local regulations and cover any costs incurred by the local municipality. Then there is something called a special assessment lien. In some cases, municipalities levy special assessments on properties within a specific area to fund improvements or services that benefit those properties. If a property owner fails to pay the special assessment, the municipality may place a special assessment lien on the property. Municipal liens can have serious consequences for property owners, including potential for foreclosure if the liens remain unpaid. It is essential for property owners to stay current on their obligations to the municipality to avoid the imposition of liens and potential legal action. Additionally, when purchasing property, it is crucial to conduct thorough due diligence in identifying any existing municipal liens that could affect the property's title or value. If a mistake occurs on the part of the government regarding the sale of the property, such as miscalculating taxes or improperly placing the lien, it is the responsibility for rectifying the situation typically falls on the government agency or municipality that made the error. However, specifics of the situation can vary depending upon the nature of the mistake and the relevant laws and regulations in the jurisdiction. And oftentimes, it falls to the title company, or if you are in an attorney state, the attorney and the title company. So you don't have to worry too much if you were a buyer, but tune into the Title Insurance Podcast. That one really applies here for municipal liens. The pros and cons of a lien, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but let's list out why there are pros and cons. The pros of receiving a lien, one, is that you can access credit. Having a lien on your property can allow you to obtain financing or credit when you might otherwise not qualify, as it provides security for the lender. So let's say you want to take out another loan. Maybe you want to do some home improvements on your property and you go to access from equity in your house, essentially borrowing against your house for something that you might want to do. Receiving a lien also provides flexibility. Liens can provide flexibility in repayment terms, allowing you to spread payments over longer periods of time, which can be very helpful in managing cash flow. The cons of receiving a lien is that, you know, there's a risk of foreclosure if you fail to meet the terms of the debt or the obligation secured by the lien, and this could result in losing home ownership of your property. You can have difficulty selling the property. A property with a lien on it may be more challenging to sell, as the lien must typically be satisfied before the property can be transferred to the new owner. This could limit your ability to sell the property quickly for its full market value. And then there is the potential damage to your credit. If you default on a debt secured by a lien, it can negatively impact your credit score and make it more difficult to obtain credit in the future. So while liens can provide access to financing and other benefits, they also come with significant risks, particularly the risk of foreclosure in terms of the lien if they are not met. It is essential to carefully consider the implications of any lien before agreeing to it. Now, I would like to explain access to credit a little deeper here, because credit is such a huge component of creditworthiness. When I mention access to credit as one of the pros of receiving a lien, I was referring to the fact that having a lien on your property can often make it easier for you to obtain financing from lender. So here is a deeper explanation of this. So when you have a lien on your property, such as a mortgage lien, the property serves as collateral for the loan. The collateral provides security for the lender because if you default on the loan, they have the right to seize the property and sell it to recover the amount owed. Because of the security, lenders may be more willing to extend credit to you even if you have less than a perfect credit history or other risk factors. Then you have lower interest rates. Secured loans, which are backed by the collateral, like a property with a lien, often come with lower interest rates compared to unsecured loans. Lenders view secured loans as less risky because they have recourse to the collateral in case of the default, so they are typically more willing to offer lower interest rates to borrowers. And then there are higher loan amounts. Lenders may be willing to extend larger loan amounts when the loan is secured by a property with a lien. The value of the property serves as a cap on the amount the lender is willing to lend. So if you have a valuable property, you may be able to borrow more money than you could with an unsecured loan. Then you have extended repayment terms. Secured loans also come with more flexible repayment terms, such as a longer repayment period or lower monthly payments. And this can make it easier for you to manage your cash flow and repay the loan over time. Overall, having a lien on your property can provide lenders with a greater level of confidence in extending credit to you, which can open up opportunities for financing that might not otherwise be available. However, it's important to remember that if you default on the loan, you risk losing the property to foreclosure. So it's essential to borrow responsibly and make sure you can afford the payments. Well, there you have it. That's your 15 minutes of home buying knowledge. Just another acorn to put in your home buyer jar. In the next podcast, we are going to dive into the next section of appraising, which is a fascinating field. And I can't wait to share some interesting components, things you will want to know when house hunting and evaluating markets. Here we drop our 15-minute podcast every Friday and Monday. Why? Because you as a first-time home buyer are probably going to be shopping for a house on the weekends. So we want you to be able to listen to this podcast and learn one little nugget of information before you go out and look at a house. And on the backside on Monday, I want you to learn another nugget of information. We have got to blow out, disassemble, get rid of, completely destroy, and annihilate first-time home buyers' remorse, which is well over 50% annually. And the reasons why are all over the place. It depends on you and what you're not happy with. And as recently as November 2023, home buyer remorse, emphasis on home buyer, which could be first, second, or investor, vacation house, any type of home buyer, was 92% remorse. In my mind, something's wrong with this system that is set up in this country, but it's too big and too complex to rearrange. So the easiest thing is for you to be empowered and savvy. I am on a mission to get rid of this problem. I tell you what, the old saying, if I knew then what I know now, things would be different. I was sort of peripherally involved in the real estate field, and I thought I knew a lot, and I was surrounded by a lot of really smart people, two PhDers, in fact, and let me tell you, I made more than one mistake, and I am here to help you along the way, so what happened to me doesn't happen to you, and honestly, I had it pretty good. I can only imagine how bad it is for people that don't have the good fortunes that I have had. And that is why I'm doing this. I care about you, first-time homebuyer. And when you have a chance, come visit us over on our website, thefirsttimehomebuyerworkshop.com. I can't wait to empower you. Until next time, from our team to you, bye for now.